The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 79. This was certainly an unexpected turn of events. True, this expedition had been more or less filled with these kinds of odd moments and bizarre realizations, but I have to say that despite my many and varied experiences on this unpleasant trek, I was totally unprepared for the prospect of being held captive by a group of young ladies in the midst of the ancient ruins of the lost city of Lenore. I might have, if pressed, predicted some other ruinous end to our quest, but I would not have thought of this one. What I'm trying to say is this: I was surprised. I was slowly, however, regaining my bearings. As I stood in the midst of the crumbling stones with Alvi, Hobie, and Roger, I took a longer and closer look at our guard. She was, I could see now, quite young, and once you got used to the fake mustache, quite pretty. We made a little eye contact, and I thought I sensed something there. Nothing major, just maybe a little glimmer of interest. Another unexpected development. I had not, up till this very moment, been thinking of romance. I had, until now, been focused on staying alive. Now, though, I suddenly became aware of how dirty and disheveled I must appear. I had put no effort into my appearance for some time, and the perils of our journey had not been kind to my mien. I pulled down on the ragged edge of my tunic to try and straighten at least the worst of the wrinkles out of it. I took off my fur hat and slapped it across my thigh, which unfortunately raised a sizable cloud of dust. I tried to smooth out my matted hair and straightened my holy ascot. I looked at the pretty, mustachioed guard again and smiled, sensing, even as I did it, that there were some sesame seeds and God knows what else stuck in my teeth. What chance did I have of appealing to this delightful young woman? But, rather miraculously, I thought, she quickly smiled back at me, just for a moment before turning away. My heart raced a little. I tried to stand up a bit straighter. Furrowing my brow somewhat, I turned to the others and tried to look leaderly, whatever that means. I wished that Mr. Freddy Bananas III was still with us, so that she could see how kind I was to animals. I put my hand on Roger's shoulder and said something to him. I've now forgotten what. I'm not sure I was totally aware even then, but I meant it to look concerned and solicitous, but strong. A man of action, but a gentleman, a forthright and honest, sturdy and caring fellow. I tried to jam all these things onto my visage at once. I stood with my legs farther apart in an attempt to look daring or possibly dashing, but then I was suddenly aware that that made me appear somewhat shorter, so I brought my feet back together. I stared off into the middle distance to look mysterious, and then stole glances back at her to see if she was looking. In short, I was making a fool of myself.